Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Does it do any good to pray?
Yes.
This is why a lot of people quit, because they prayed a bunch of things and a bunch of them didn't happen, and the enemy lied to them. God didn't hear you. God doesn't care. Does God exist? I mean, the more you start questioning, the further off you get, the worse it gets. But just because you made a mistake doesn't mean prayer is not right. Doesn't mean that the right prayer of a person doing it right. Did you see right? Righteousness. It's an old English word for right. Doing it right is powerful and effective. Oh, somebody say powerful, powerful, and effective. The Amplified says it like this, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working, and we know he's not exaggerating. He goes on to give the example of Elijah praying, and for, I suppose, hundreds of miles, the weather being changed for years. So if this one man's prayer and praying changed the weather for years over a large region, why couldn't all of us stand up together and believe God when something's trying to damage us or destroy us?
Amen.
We can. We should. God's faithful. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Have you been made righteous?
Yes.
Yeah, you have. Can your prayers be powerful?
Yes.
And effective?
Yes.
Effective. Effective. Go with me, if you would, to Philippians, the 4th chapter. I'm going to answer the question just a little bit. Why pray? Why should we pray? Philippians 4, verse 6. Are you there? Scripture said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. And here you see that phrase again, right? Prayer. Communion with God, which includes all different forms of praying, and supplication, asking in prayer. And of course, if you hook James with this, you need to ask in faith. Not just asking, but ask in faith, not wavering. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I had a fellow one time, actually, this has happened more than once, either in person or through some kind of communication. Say, Brother Keith, the scripture said, let your request be made known, so I'm letting you know that I need this. That's not what that said. Did I lose somebody?
No.
It's not what it said. It didn't say, let your request be made known. Let them be made known to God. You might say, well, you talk about what the church is doing and believe for. That's not my personal needs and desires. You're the church. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
And all the partners. We're believing for this as a family. But you don't hear Phyllis and I saying we're letting you know what we want personally and what we need personally. And we're supposed to go straight to Him. And so are you. Well, that went over big, didn't it? Why pray? Praying, correct praying, is what we're supposed to do instead of worry. Praying is what we're supposed to do instead of be full of care and anxiety. Put the Amplified up on that, please. Philippians 4, 6. The Amplified says it like this. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, do what? By prayer and petition. Now see, the Amplified brings it. I didn't know the Amplified said that. Definite request. That's another way of saying ask, right? A request is asking. By prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. If you need something and you don't have it, you're in a situation, you're going to be tempted to fret. Mm-hmm. You don't care who you are.
Right.
So what are you going to do? Most people just fret. Most people just worry. That's what they do. And or they pull on other people. They plead with people. They pull on them. You got to help me. I need this. But we don't have to do that. It's so wonderful. Believers never have to beg.
Amen.
Never. Never. If God is real and He's God and He's your Father and He supplies all your needs, He's your provider, why would you ever have to beg anybody? You don't. You don't. But if you don't pray and you don't have faith, you're going to do something because the pressure's on. You need this. You need that. You got to have this to pay your bills. You got to have that to take care of this. What do? Most people, including most Christians, most church-going people, they fret. They have anxiety. They worry. They worry. But there's something you can do instead of worry. You can pray. And not pray a vain prayer, a vain repetitions. You can come before the Father and you can start out in faith. And you can say, Father, I know this is no surprise to you. Right? Why do we pray? We don't pray to inform God of situations. Never, never do we come in and go, oh God, I've got to have $5,000 and I got to have it right now. Never does He look over at one of the angels and go, when did this happen? Michael, Gabriel? Nobody tells me about it. Are you kidding? We're talking about Him who knows the end from the beginning. No, we're never going to surprise. It might have been a surprise to you, but it's not a surprise to Him. And He's never caught unprepared. Remember, we're reading about He choreographs seed for the sower. He saw that need coming before you were ever aware that you were going to be in that area. Much less that you would have a need in that area. And actually, you know where Abraham went up on the mount to offer up his son as a sacrifice, and he had said by faith, God will provide. And he called the name of the Lord there, Jehovah. Anybody remember? Jireh, or some pronounce it different. And it literally means the God who sees. Someone says, I thought it meant the God who provides. It does, but it literally means the God who sees ahead and provides. Because when Abraham was ready to offer up Isaac and the angel said, no, 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 he turned around, there's a ram with his horns caught in the thicket. Well, now, that ram getting there and getting caught, that's some good timing. Come on, can you see that? I mean, we don't have to say, okay, Isaac's not going to get offered today. Where's the sacrifice? We're going to find the sacrifice. No, he's right there already. And that's what Jehovah Jireh means. Is he still Jehovah Jireh?
Yes.
The God who sees ahead and provides the supply for those that's on his path. What if Abraham had said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going up there. I'm not doing this. Well, he would have never experienced the provision the Lord had for him. You got to be on the path.
Amen.
But on the right path, there is prepared provision.
Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
That Jehovah Jireh,
yes,
the God who sees ahead,
yes,
saw, he knew. Before you knew, he knew what the whole path was, start to finish. And if you would go down the path, how did that ram get up there? This ram, I don't know, maybe 3 days ago, maybe before that. He just gets an inkling to go this way. And so he does, and he does, and the next day, for some reason, he just lacks the looks of it over there. So he goes over there, and then on this day, for some reason, he winds up at the exact right spot, and he just wants to stick his head in those briars and rummage around in there. Can you see what's going on? There is a leading. There is something that is choreographing and causing this to wind up at exactly the right place at the right time, so that every need is met, every bill is paid, every obligation fulfilled, every need met. Is he still Jehovah Jireh? Is he still the God who sees ahead and provides the supply? Well, backing up, only those who are on the path are going to intercept this pre-prepared provision. How do you know to get on the path? That's where the praying comes in. Can you see this? The praying comes in about what Phyllis and I have seen this, and I'm not claiming that I've always done everything perfect, but we haven't had disasters in the churches where our projects are concerned. And I give God the praise for that. But one of the things I want to do on that kind of thing is there are times we may talk and pray about a project for years before we launch it. Why? Because I know if it's Him, it's not going to be a problem.
Amen.
If it's something that He's directing us to do, you're not going to have to try to talk Him in to providing for something that was His idea. But you also need to know the right time and the right way to do it. Can you see this? The wisdom of God. And whether it's us personally or whether it's your business or a church or a ministry, people have gotten in trouble because they didn't ask Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.